Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, point guard of podcast, and king of things, coming at you from the East Village, from the Gas Digital Studios. In mixed emotions this morning. We'll get into it. Pre-taping our Friday show with the international superstar Zach D'Amico, as always. What's up, kid?
Welcome back, buddy.
Yay!
Good to see you.
Nice to see you, my friend. How was yesterday's show?
Okay. I'm going to be honest. We did our best.
I think you did a great job, Zach. I enjoyed the show.
All things considered, yes. Pretty good.
What was considered? How bad was it? What was it? What was the problem?
I don't know.
First of all, know me is a big problem on any show.
Yes.
If they threw me into any fucking show in the world, it's instantly a better show. I'm not saying it has to be completely focused on me, but just throw me into a point guard of podcasting. You fucking go in there, king of things. I'm fucking making it better. It's a fact. Everyone knows that about me. Fucking crush it. Give me a soundboard. Twice as good. Twice as good.
Well, if you want to hear me soundboard, listen to the fucking Monday show.
His mind just thinks that way. It's beautiful. It's so a beautiful quick. Thing. It's like he writes, you know, the meme.
The opposite of you.
You know, the meme where all like the numbers are going by the guy's head. Like, it's a GIF or a GIF or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's Zach with jokes. The punchlines just float by his head and he picks them out of the air and he spits them fucking out. It's a beautiful thing. We have two incredible white guests, as always, on today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Cult of Us podcast, the return of Adam Nutter and his co-host, Neil Wood. Neil has two stars with American flags in him, and he loves America.
Yeah.
You don't see America tattoos. I bet it's like the least gotten tattoo anymore. Nobody gets America tattoos
anymore.
Yeah, also anymore.
The same exact one as each bicep.
It is weird.
It's very weird.
I would just feel like this is a waste. I want something different.
I know.
Just a little different.
This is white supremacists and cops. That's pretty much it.
That's true.
I believe.
So the guy couldn't draw the Punisher logo.
Yeah. I ran out of the Confederate one, so what are you going to...
So you guys do this podcast together, the Cult of Us podcast. Is this a libertarian podcast?
No.
Do you do a libertarian podcast?
Do.
Okay, all right. So
he's not.
Thank God. Thank God. I didn't want it to turn into a fucking Dave Smith lineup in this bitch, all right?
I say that for Dave.
Yeah, please. No. Have you been on Dave's podcast?
No.
Does he even know who you are?
Yeah.
You both look like you could be trying to try out for a Dave Smith role in a movie. Like if they're making a Dave Smith Lifetime movie, both of you guys could show up. They're gonna fucking change your hair and put a beard on you guys. But
yeah, I'm just a tatted Dave Smith essentially.
Yeah, I like it. So that's great. So this is not what is the Cult of Us podcast?
Just a comedy podcast. Stick around with each other.
Just stick around.
Yeah.
We had a dumb idea of like, hey, what if we try to recruit people? As a cult?
Are you mocking my voice right now?
No.
What is going on?
This is
on
what I sound like.
He sounds like he ate cigarettes all the time.
I started. Louis, how dare you?
Are you?
Listen, doggy. No, this is smoking right now, cigarettes since I was 12.
Is he making fun of me right now, dude?
I mean, it'd be way funnier if you didn't realize it.
I don't feel like you talked this way when we were out there before. Am I crazy?
Am I deepening it?
This is just your Jersey trash mouth.
This is just, it's a little grizzle. Sorry. Hey. I'm not, I swear to God, I wouldn't try that.
I'm Neil Wood. I'm Louis J. Gomez.
It's the same. It's uncanny.
Soften it up.
No, I like it. It's a raspy, sexy voice. Shannon, do you think Neil Wood's voice is sexy?
I actually don't remember it being this raspy.
See,
as well.
He's
putting it up for the podcast.
I either can't hear my. All right, I mean, I'll soften it.
That's worse.
Can you try to do an impression of a girl? Because when I try to do an impression of a girl, if I actually try to do the falsetto, I'm not talking like I can go, "Hey, what's going on? I'm Shannon." But if I try to do like, "Hey, what's going?" Like that's my falsetto is like, "Hello, how are you?"
I think I do it. Yeah. Hey, Louis.
No. I can do hi. That's the gay voice. I want a falsetto.
Yes. All the way up here.
More Mickey.
Like a Mickey Mouse kind of.
You're doing more Mickey.
Hi.
You gotta add
that's his. Oh, yeah. That's it. you can't get up.
I'm Mickey.
You sound like Mickey going through a fucking crisis.
You sound like somebody stabbed a donkey.
It hurts me so much to try to do a falsetto. Speaking of donkey, did I tell you my son got the part of donkey in his
So
musical?
I have a question. I'm very happy. Congratulations, James. Now that he's Sebastian the Crab and Donkey, is he just the closest thing to a black person in his school?
So that actually might be the thing. He is. No, there's other brown kids as well. So here's the incredible thing about my son being Donkey. And we're going to go back to what the Cult of Us podcast is about in just in a minute. It's fine, okay? Just do what you guys do. Here's what I tell people. I tell people, okay? When you come on a fucking show together, you have a podcast called the Cult of Us podcast, right? This is going to be technically an advertisement for your podcast. That would cost you $400 to $480. To advertise on this spot, just so you know, just for an episode, just so you know.
Why not five? Okay? Why stop it at 480?
No, we were very fair with our rates, and you know, this is an advertisement. So just do what you guys do on your show. Make all of our fans want to fucking come over to the Cult of Us podcast. That's what I tell everyone when they want to promote their podcast or want to grow their podcast. That's what you have. You have to go and do what you do. When we were trying to grow this, me and Zach would go on podcasts together. We should still do it. We don't do it enough. We should still be doing that all the time and saying, "Hey, Real Ass Podcast, this is what the fuck we are."
A lot of just making fun of each other and things.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just do that.
Yeah,
do that. In fact, the rest of the show talk like that. That will rule.
No problem.
So, so my son, this was the amazing thing about him getting the role of Donkey, because he wanted the role of Donkey. Okay, so he set this goal, which I love being able to just have that conversation with him afterwards. Be like, you set a fucking goal and you nailed it. It's important goal setting is be very specific about your goal. I don't want a part. I want fucking Donkey. I want to be the funny comic relief part. He didn't want to be Shrek. You know, it's Shrek the musical. He specifically wanted this part.
Can I ask a question? I saw it Shrek Jr. Is it a children's version?
It's just not the Broadway show. Okay. It's the 40-minute version or whatever.
Okay,
when they
cool.
say when they start, he did like Little Mermaid Jr. or whatever. You know,
okay. I just didn't know what that was.
Yeah. So, but what's really amazing about it is that his age group is 9 to 14 years old. My son is 9 years old. He got one of the starring roles in this play.
Yeah, this kid should be a tree.
I was preparing him for that. Because he wanted to be Donkey so bad. And I was like, James, I was like, don't feel bad if you don't get Donkey. A lot of these kids have been in this program for a long time. That, you know, they're older. They're gonna have more experience. My assumption is that they're gonna have some sort of, you know,
hierarchy.
Yeah, like, you know, what do they call it? That's not
seniority.
Sin-fucking-yority. Sometimes I don't get words, guys. But how fucking incredible is that? That he was cast as the, you know, one of the leading roles in this fucking play. I'm just my mind is blown. I'm just so happy for him that he came out and he fucking acted like he didn't get it. He was like, and then he fucking was like, I got Donkey, and I was like, no way. It was the best. It fucking.
That's
rules.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm proud of him. Yeah, it's cool.
Do you think the success
is gonna
go
do?
To his head? Oh, sorry.
A black voice.
He does do a little bit of a black voice when he does the lines. Yes.
He's allowed to get away with it, though.
He did a Jamaican voice when he did Sebastian. He was like, no. He was like, I was like, you're going to do your own voice or you're going to do like the. He was like, no, I want to do a Jamaican accent, man. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
And he did it. He was fucking great, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So he's very excited. I'm actually canceling a weekend of shows to go see this play. Isn't that fucked up?
I mean, no. Because you're doing
That's
a good
pretty
dad.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't think that his mother appreciates how much money I'm giving up to see his play.
Fair.
I just want her to know. I don't think that she would take off a night of bartending to go see his fucking play. And I'm goddamn taking off.
But you get to hold that over her head forever then. Be like, remember when I lost thousands of dollars?
It doesn't matter to her. Trust me. Very, very excited for him. That was awesome. That makes me feel good. Mixed emotions this morning. I'll tell you why. Mixed emotions. Number one, I can't find my goddamn watch. My tag.
Oh, no.
You have a cell phone.
My tag is missing.
Handles that.
What?
Just for time purposes.
No, I don't even have my watch set.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about the time, dude. It is a fucking pretty bracelet that I wear.
Fair.
It's a man bracelet. That's all a fucking watch is. Who looks at their goddamn watch? That would be a sign of a fucking lunatic. If somebody was trying to fucking read the dial of their watch, just look at your phone, dumbass.
Yeah, that was the point.
But I can't find my watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very upset about it.
What are the chances it is in the hotel?
I didn't bring it with me on the weekend because I didn't even try to bring it. I was like, oh, I just forgot. I was like packing late. Fuck.
So chances are it's in the house then.
Is it in my sister's house somehow?
I really thought it was in my sister.
Is it in my sister when I fisted her? My fister sister, that's what I call her.
Check your briefcase and shit. You might have fell in like a weird crack behind something.
Know, dude. My sister's weird crack.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're not packing a jewelry bag?
No, it's fucking, I don't know where it's at. I probably lost my fucking watch and it's bumming me out. I got that watch when I was in Europe and I was like, I'm going to buy myself a little fucking special thing for myself. RIP, the tag.
How long did it last?
Probably a year.
Was the sentimental value worth more than the monetary value of this watch?
No. It was a $2,500 watch.
Yeah,
it's worth more than
100%. Yes, yeah, yeah. Fuck sure. Who cares about feelings anyway?
It's fucking infuriating. I mean, I want to get a Rolex anyway, but now I'm going to just lose this Rolex. So
yeah, you're just paying to lose watches.
I'm just a little bit bummed. It's not. It's just I feel like I lost $2,500.
It's actually.
Not the end of the world, but it's bumming me out. I don't know. Like, how would you feel if you lost $2,500?
Infuriating. It'd be infuriating. Yeah. I'd have to punch every child I saw on the way in here to just be equal it out.
I mean, would it bum you out a little bit?
Yeah. No, I'm living in the studio that we have.
That's true.
Yeah. I'd be like, sorry, how much? No, yeah. No.
He was living with his girlfriend. All right, and they broke up. No, we do. And they broke up. And now he's living in the studio that we record in.
Wow, dude. Is there a bed?
There will be on the 10th.
So no, there's no bed.
There's no bed currently.
There's not even one close to anytime soon. The 10th is a long time away. It's so people know we're recording this on Tuesday the 3rd, the 4th maybe. So you're sleeping on a couch?
Yeah. Well, actually, no, we're still sleeping again.
You and your chick?
Yeah. But I live two doors down.
Yeah, it's wild.
She bought a house, then they built new houses, and I bought one of those.
Wait, I don't understand what's happening.
Okay, so Neil is dumb. And what Neil did was he dated a girl.
Fuck you.
Yeah, no, you are dumb. He dated a girl that clearly wasn't going to work out because she has a weird job in comic, right? So automatically doesn't work. And then he bought a house two doors down, rented it out to other comics who live there now, and now he can't even live in that house.
He can't live in the house that
he owns.
I mean,
I can, but it would require me losing money, to your point.
Yeah.
So, but you're homeless. So you'd rather be homeless and get a little bit of rental income.
Yeah,
off
yeah, 100%. He's living in the studio.
Man,
he has like one of those pull down beds, like fucking.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a Murphy's bed. I'm gonna be an old grizzled detective.
Dude,
it's gonna be amazing.
So you just bought a. Where is this house that you bought?
It's Kensington,
the worst part of Philly.
Is it Philly? Wow. Yeah. So it was like cheap. It was a shitty house.
Yeah, when I got in, it was really, really good. No, it's a good house. Brand new construction.
But surrounded by just death and disparity.
There might be some disparity.
Some shootings, a lot of heroin.
See, this is what I want to do. I've talked about this recently. I want to become a slumlord. I think this is my path to fucking success,
room.
Dude.
Right here.
We need to. I'm going to pick your brain, dude.
I mean, don't listen to him because he's not even living in it.
I'm going to pick your brain. I'm not going to use anything from it. I'm going to know what not to
pick
do.
Pick it and do the opposite of what Neil did. Yeah,
Yeah, no, that's great, dude.
$2,500 though.
$2,500 for the watch, yeah. I thought for the house. I was like, that's
it. $2,500. That's
like
it.
A watch.
It's real bad in this neighborhood.
Let's go.
It's so bad. There's shootings every other day.
I lost my house. I lost it somewhere.
I'm
really bummed
sister.
This morning, guys. I lost my house in the hood today. Well, that's great. That's fucking great. Good for you. But I want to become a slumlord. What's the first step of becoming a slumlord?
Buying a house in Kensington.
Buying a shitty house
buying
somewhere.
A shitty
right?
house.
Chest hair and a Bluetooth.
I think it's all the front stuff.
I have a green tooth right back here. If you look at it. You know what? That was a good joke. I have a green tooth back here, folks. Okay. What is the first step in becoming a slumlord? Is there a guide online, Shannon?
Got to be white, I feel.
I found this one.
Armenian.
Oh, it's Armenian, yeah.
I can pretend to be Armenian.
Yeah, I was gonna say open shirt, lots of chest hair,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Bluetooth, gold chain.
Knock on the door.
Tracksuit.
Knock on the door.
Tracksuit. Tracksuit's important.
Knock on the door. Be like, wake up.
Yeah.
Grab a brush and put on the little makeup.
Yeah. Keep increasing rent.
Armenian folks. So. Armenian. Go ahead, Shannon. I'm crushing it today, and these fucking assholes are just staring at me like I'm a dickhead.
So this list is how to be a slumlord. Easy tips from Sunset Park. Number one is serve eviction notices unprompted and without cause.
Love it.
Make no repairs to the building even when a roof collapses on a baby's crib.
I can do this.
Nice.
Turn off the heat and hot water for days at a time.
Oh, you know what? This is written by some fucking
someone
dickhead
who lives in the house.
On the other side of the argument. I want it from the perspective of the slumlord, Shannon.
Yes, it's like too many complaints.
Yeah, you know what? Dude, that person I would fucking kick right out into the street with their family.
Yeah. Neil won't because he's a pussy. But
well, no, I want to be a good slumlord. I want to be a good one, meaning that I will buy a nicer property in the hood and, you know, you fucking get some people on Section 8 in there. They guarantee to pay their fucking rent every time. It's a good thing.
Yeah, but then if they do leave, they might trash your place. Now you got to fucking pay to replace that. It's like a whole thing.
No, I think he's talking about toeing the line. He's like just there on the line. I think that's what he means.
Mm.
What do you mean?
I think you got to go.
I'm talking about toeing the line. I like.
Yeah, just toeing the line. Just a little bit.
Is that as fun? But you don't get all the fun benefits of being a shitty slumlord then. You don't have to throw people out. You don't have to bring violence on people.
I want
to
make money. I need to buy another watch. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now I have to fucking first become a slumlord before I'm investing in another fucking watch. Oh, it's infuriating.
I did find a more serious article about it.
Go ahead.
First, they say that instead of putting in new appliances.
Shannon, can you remember that one day where you came in with that sundress?
Yeah.
Remember how you know how fucking hot you looked and how fucking nice it was
remember,
for everybody.
It was summer.
You're fucking dressed like a fucking hoodlum right now. What is going
on? I always wear hoodies and jeans.
No, this is ridiculous,
it's
Shannon.
It's cold out.
She's trying to be your first applicant in your new slumlord house.
She's dressing like Shane Gillis right now.
I literally always wear t-shirts and jeans.
That was God twisting your tongue because you're a liar.
Prove me wrong. Aside from that,
remember
day, I wore
that
dress
fucking
one
hot
day.
Sundress you wore?
Yeah.
At one day ever.
But how great was it? How much better was everyone? We were in a good mood.
It
you
didn't
understand?
Change my day at all.
Like, you're dressed more like a lesbian than Natalie.
And so what? I'm not trying to fuck anybody here.
Natalie's wearing a fucking military vest.
Neither of us are. We're not trying to fuck anybody here. What's
wearing
the difference?
A white t-shirt.
You're not trying to.
What?
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of it.
So you're going to want to buy used appliances. It's instead of buying an $800 new refrigerator, you buy an old one.
Like it.
It says, of course, you can face lawsuits if negligence leads to injury.
Nah.
Be open and honest with your tenants. Don't pretend that you have something more than you do. If you have a dump, prospective tenants can see that. Openly admit it and let them know that the condition of the home and the all condition right, of the environment.
I got it. This is too serious.
This isn't fun. Yeah.
It's not a fun
go back to eviction and throwing people out and violence. Yeah. That's why I want to thrive.
All right, real quick, let's take a quick moment and thank our fucking incredible sponsor, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are 21 years old or over and you're into Kratom, you got to get it wholesale from YoKratom.com.
Guys, the price of everything has been going up this year. Your groceries, your gas, your rent. You know what's not going up? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations. When you just go to YoKratom.com and have a $60 kilo of Kratom delivered right to your gosh darn door.
Yeah, YoKratom.com is the website. Go support them. They support everything we do. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we? All right, so mixed emotions. So then also we had, I don't know, I don't want to announce this yet, but, you know, let's just say Gas Digital is developing an app.
He's on fire!
Fuck! How is it possible?
I knew it.
I swear to God, it's not on purpose. It's never on purpose.
I saw it. I saw it happening. I was like, I
it's
know
it's never
he's
on
it.
Purpose.
Welcome to the network, gentlemen.
I shit you I not. It's never. Shit. It's never on purpose.
Oh, that's
I've
a better for
once...
that app right there.
Fuck, there's so,
spilling out coffee.
Lewis just spilled coffee.
There's so much coffee on the floor now.
God damn it, that was
God
fucking perfect.
I need another coffee. Young Dylan, come and clean this now. God damn it, I fucked up. I apologize, folks. Get on your knees, Young Dylan. Get right in my lap. Come on.
All
right.
That
brings pretty little mouth over here.
Things for Gas Digital in 2023. A, sippy cups. B, app.
Yeah, look. Clean this first. Clean the table first.
Yeah, just get over
there
it. Right
thank
there.
You, Dylan.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's fucking.
That, I never realized how much I like Dylan this close to my crotch.
Your long hair.
Nice. Hey, dude, if you just fuck yeah, take your
there
hair down,
go.
Dude.
Take your hair down. There you go. There you go.
Let's see. Look at that.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
That's how it looks like Natalie now.
There you go. There you go.
Pretend it's Natalie down here. Come here, Dylan. Let me fucking. I can't do this to the girls. I can't grab them by the back of their neck and put their fucking face in my crotch.
I bet you can't do it to him.
Shut up. Dylan, are you going to be a fucking pussy about this and sue me and say I grab you by the neck?
Dylan, can you wear a sundress in next time?
Dylan, say that's cool. Did we make Dylan sign that thing where he says he can't sue for us abusing him?
Sex trade?
I have nothing.
Dylan, you're a comic, right?
Yeah,
Dylan's hilarious.
You're fine.
He knows I'm being
it.
Funny. Dylan, that's not a problem. I just grab you by the back of the neck, right? I realize that I am the boss here. I have to be, like now.
You
Natalie,
just realize that
Natalie and Shannon, like, I'll go up to them and I will like smell them and like blow in their ear. Right. But they get it now. They've been here for a while. They know what it is.
Yeah, this is called saying hi back where I'm from.
Have I blown in your ear yet, Natalie?
More so when I first started working here.
Nice. See, I had to test you. I had to test the waters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you cool? And I licked her. You cool, bitch? And then I fucking. Like, eh. I backed her into a corner and I fucking. That's how I interview women at this company.
Nice. You know that? You fucking give them noogies too. You fucking do it.
Yeah. So, Natalie, take that back. I didn't make you uncomfortable.
I didn't say you did.
I'm just hilarious the whole time, am I not? I'm very consistent.
Oh, yeah.
But what I won't do is I won't sexually harass them beyond that door. And I'm consistent with that, too. Am I
yeah,
not?
We just had this conversation.
On the podcast? Like, did we talk about
no,
it on
no,
the show?
No, no, no. Out there. I was like, I'm not a slut out here, because you always say, sup, sluts?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, no, this is a non-date.
I greet my female employees by entering the room, and I say, what's up, sluts? This is off air. This is a real thing that happens at Cast Digital. You got to be cool. You got to be cool to work here, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have producers, but...
Yeah, I'll let them go.
Yeah, you're looking at them.
You're looking at us right now.
Look at me. We had one producer, and then he only produces one podcast now because he is a failure.
So yeah.
Wow, you hate him. You do not like your producer.
Jason Madrazza? No, I hope he does.
He's chubby. He breathes weird. I don't like
why
him.
Why are you trashing this guy? What happened to this guy? Who is this guy?
No, he deserves it. He deserves it. He's fucked up a bunch.
Yeah,
a lot. He's fucked up a bunch.
I fucking hate this
on
guy.
On our podcast. Yeah.
By the way, we have a lot of producers that have come and gone. Have you ever heard me talk about any of our producers this way, Shannon? I keep it classy. Even the ones that are fucking psychos. Who have I talked bad about, Shannon? On air?
Yeah, I think so.
Who?
I feel like you've spoken not great about Dylan, old Dylan.
Dylan?
Old Dylan.
He was a fucking retard.
Is.
But he's still currently a friend, and I don't wish him death.
No, we don't want Jesse Pedraza to die.
No,
just
not necessarily.
Maybe his heart slows down.
Yeah.
Just be more competent in everything
that
he does.
Yeah, don't fuck up.
Yeah.
That's all.
Switch the screen on time. It's not that fucking hard.
What was his biggest fuck up? What was his biggest fuck up?
You know how it is. Like, in producing, what Shannon's doing right now, like, in curating a conversation and going in between screens and doing all that stuff, because I have to do it, I'm, like, trying to explain that and, like, yeah, man, just, like, you know, we're talking, so bounce between them and maybe pull stuff up quicker and you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's just taking.
Dude, I'm going to hire this guy. I'm going to bring him in.
I'm infuriated.
This is what you're fucking doing now?
Me and Lewis, I'll fight everybody in this fucking place.
What's his name? I want
to
find this guy. We're going to turn him into a good producer. I'm going to show that
God
I can turn
it.
Anybody into a
God
great
damn
producer.
It. I'm going to slumlord him out of your house.
Dude, we can turn anyone into a good producer or let them co-host the show with Shannon.
Maddie was a shit producer.
Oh, my God. our old producer, Maddie, one time turned off the computer in the middle of an episode, and then when we were like, "What?" He kicked the power button. And
Harrington did the same thing, dude.
Are you fucking nuts? And he actually went, "They make the button too sensitive."
Dude, I had almost the exact same story with Harrington on Believe You Me. He kicked the button, and he was like, "Why would they put the button there?"
Blame the environment.
Why
would
you kick a button, Harrington?
But I think Harrington's become a good producer, right? Is that the rumor here at Gas Digital that Harrington is becoming a good producer?
Yes.
Wow. I haven't heard complaints about him in quite some time. So I think so.
He's stepping up to play. He's got to, dude. He's got a kid
father,
on the way.
Yeah.
He's
can
got
we
a fucking,
hire him? can he live in the
we'll
studio
trade
with
you
me?
Mike for Jesse.
Maybe. No, I don't know. We got to see how bad Jesse is.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What else we got going on here? So, yeah, anyway, as I was saying, we looks like we have an app in development. I don't want to give any time dates on it yet. I don't want to get, you know, but there's... I've never felt confident going into that sort of stage ever. And we've always sort of soft launched. We've never really, I feel really, really, really good about what's going on with the back end here at Gas Digital and delivering our content moving forward. 2023 is going to be a fucking massive, massive year. And, yeah, we just had an amazing meeting. I think I'm not going to reveal too much details just yet because it's still all happening, but it's going to be a fucking really, really cool thing. So, look out in the very, very near future, not only iOS and Android, but, you know, Apple TV and, you know, all the other bells and whistles and all those other platforms that people love to watch content on. So, very, very cool stuff in the works here at Gas Digital. All right. What is this? There's a DNA test that can predict how long you have to live.
So Dana White get that.
Yeah, Dana White apparently got it right, and they predicted that he had 10.4 years to live.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
He also looks shredded now, so that he fucking...
Is that why he ended up getting shredded? Pull the picture of Dana White. He looks shredded.
He is.
He looks fucking shredded. I thought it was a fake picture.
He got the fucking side abs.
In recent memory, he was as fat as I am right now.
He had like chubby face. Look at that shit, dude.
Let me say something, dude. I'm motivated by this because I feel like me and Dana White have a similar build, and I feel like now I want to get that shredded.
He still has like drunk Boston face, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's five. Look, what is he? How old is he? 50 years old? He's at least 50.
Yeah. He looks fucking great.
Dude, that's wild. He looks fucking shredded.
It'd be funny if a bus hits him in 10.4 years, though. doesn't matter.
Yeah, dude, that's just the app.
Yeah. It's just like your desk. It's like fucking, what's the final destination? Yeah. Yeah.
Or 53. He's 53 years old. Good for him, dude. He looks fucking great, dude. Dude, you ever see Ralph with a shirt off? He's the same age. Oh, my God.
He looks like Frankenstein.
Oh, it's a guy. How old is Ralph now?
52 or 53.
Yeah, he's a fucking monster. Yeah, so what is this test, Shannon?
So it says what they're measuring is telomeres, structures on the tips of chromosomes that shorten as people age, as well as fat and cholesterol levels in the blood.
Telomeres.
They said those, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah. I was gonna say, isn't that what gives you the force in Star Wars?
They said that the telomeres in white blood cells are more, people with a shorter telomeres are more likely to develop illnesses like cancer, heart disease, and Alzheimer's.
Oh my God, dude. Like, as you're saying, like, me and Shannon talked about it this morning. I was like, would I want to take this test? I would take it on the show.
Really?
But now as I'm thinking about it, it's like, oh, dude.
All you'll think about is your death date, dude.
I can elongate my telomeres, though. Can you elongate your telomeres, Shannon?
I don't know.
Google it, bitch. I know you're not a scientist. I know you don't just know, Shannon. Obviously.
That's some Jesse level producing right there.
You know, like Shannon walks in here and takes off her lab coat and glasses. Yeah.
How long are they? That was the question.
No. Can you lengthen them?
Can I make my telomeres longer so I can elongate my life? So essentially, once they give me my death date, can I now say, all right, you know what, dude, I'm going to add to it and then get my retested, and then they fucking tell me my telomeres are, you know, really
That is a good question. If you could subtract or add to it.
I mean, you definitely can.
Yes, you can.
You can definitely add, unquestionably, you could change your health, right? So.
Yeah, like, but if it's like genetic, you might not be able to. Like, you're predisposed to like cancer or heart disease, you're just like, you're fucked.
So you can't. It says you can slow down the shortening. By healthy eating, quit smoking, exercise regularly, get enough sleep, reduce or manage stress.
My aunt is 85 years old, and she's a fucking fat bitch. She does nothing. She's never exercised once in her life. And I love her. Please, I hope she never hears this. These trolls would send it to her if they could. They would. They would hurt. They would break her fucking old fat bitch heart. If they could fucking send this, they would literally be like, hey, look what Lewis said about you, scumbag motherfuckers. So you pieces of shit. The fuck world do we live in here, okay? But yeah, anyway, she's never done a goddamn thing in her life. She drinks Diet Coke regularly, like her whole life. Didn't smoke, but her mom smoked for like 50 fucking years, and her mom lived to like 90, right? So that's a good sign, right?
I think so.
For me.
Yeah, for you.
I exercise. I'm not and I eat somewhat healthy, you know, like I consider what I eat regularly. It's like, I think more so than most Americans, like I'm just constantly thinking about
How's
it.
The drinking? It's a drinking thing?
I've slowed down a little bit lately.
Okay.
Lately?
That's getting me.
You drink a lot?
Nah, more than I probably should. Yeah. I think that'll get muscle height. I got not enough blood.
I've been drinking on the road, and I've been trying to I didn't drink last night. I was at Legion of Skanks. I drank for free there. I can't drink every night. I feel like shit. I want to exercise. I got a fight coming up in April. I can't deal with
You've been training though, right?
Yeah, I've been training.
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm still fucking, I still did drink this past weekend when I was
I think if you're training though and you have good genetics, I think you're fucking good.
Yeah.
How worried would you be about your death day if you got it? Like, would you really think that's the day? Like, would that really fuck with
How
you
How accurate
day?
Is this, Shannon? What is there, like, data on, like, have they been around long enough to prove their shit?
No. And there are a bunch of doctors that are contesting it and saying that it's pretty much, it's not, like, that it's not real, basically. That they're saying that they're just taking all this money. It's $600 a test.
Oh, no wonder why.
So they're saying that you can't actually determine when someone's going to die just based on these factors. There also is a gene therapy, by the way, that they're working on that they're saying does lengthen the telomeres.
Ooh.
I don't know how you'd go about getting it because it's like in testing, but it is possible.
Look.
I would do it.
It would fuck me up a little bit. If they told me I had 10 years to live, it would fuck me up.
I'd commit every crime I could within those 10 years.
Yeah.
It's always crimes with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely.
Back in the day, I remember like being a kid, like being like 16 years old, being like, dude, if I fucking got AIDS, like I would rape and give AIDS to enemies.
Be a super spreader.
Like, I would fucking go out and I would, like, I really, like, whatever my fantasy was, like, I was like, oh, yeah, dude, I'd go out there and I would rape my enemies.
Just throw a cup of AIDS blood in their face.
It's some fucking evil shit. You know, I'd get the sex, too. I'd get my... I'd get
jerking
my...
off in the reservoir.
Yeah, yeah. Look at all you, like Carl Panzer.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
It was fucking evil back in the day, dude. Rape was always a part of it, dude.
Well, yeah, it's one of the good crimes.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that.
Yeah, I talked about it in my act, but like when I was a kid, like, you know, I was like, I want to be invisible and fucking just rape bitches. I'd fucking rob banks and rape, and it would just be like, what a life. What a fucking life.
Best of both worlds.
What are you
money and sex.
What are they going to do?
Nothing.
My fantasy when I was a little kid was that I could freeze time. And then, like,
finger
time,
chicks.
Yeah, and then time, yeah. Time would come back and the girls would just be all disheveled. Like,
did we all have the same fantasies growing up? It's wild.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It was those are the good old days where that was a part. Like, when they say, like, rape culture doesn't exist, I was like, oh, yeah, it existed.
Yeah, 10-year-old Adam.
Yeah, dude, are you fucking crazy, dude? It was like.
Just wanted to look at me. Please.
Yeah.
Please look at me.
Shannon, would you get this DNA test?
I think so, because I would like to know, like, this isn't like somebody reading from a crystal ball, but like, oh, you may have an accident or whatever.
Well, Shannon would believe that because she's a retarded woman, too. Mm. So she's like, I wouldn't do that. That's too real. But science, you know.
It's hokey.
It's up for interpretation. Natalie, would you get your death day?
I don't think I would. If it was... Even if it was accurate, I don't think I would, but I feel like this thing...
Well, what if it was so accurate? Like, let's say, like, first of all, this company is on the... If, let's say they are onto something, right? Where their technology will likely go. If, let's say they're right. The next iteration, the 20 years from now iteration of this technology will probably get down to the day, right? They'll probably get the science to the point where they can actually nail your death day, you know, unless something else comes, like your natural death day where you would naturally die, right? You know, that's the way that I would be trying to develop this company, right? Let's say they can figure out the exact day and it's fucking accurate. Would you take that information?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Shannon, would you take that information?
I don't know.
Neil, would you take that information?
I don't want to count summers, no.
That's it.
I don't want to count summers.
No?
No way.
You guys, Zach?
I would do it just so that I could get people I love to bet on it on like DraftKings and take the under.
There you go.
And then just live real recklessly.
I'm a better, so I'm
real
for that.
Reckless.
I'm for that.
Yeah, I would live life like Bill Murray and Groundhog Day. Driving on train tracks with a fucking gopher in my lap or a groundhog. Wow. Groundhog if the movie's fucking Groundhog Day, I'm retarded.
I just feel like this place, you come out of it, what they tell everyone the same thing. Eat better, exercise more. Like, they're going to tell you that regardless of what.
That's everyone should just do that regardless, right?
Yeah.
But would I know, dude? It would fuck you up. Isn't there a movie where they tell you your death day?
Oh, that shitty Justin Timberlake movie with the time on their fucking forearm.
Timeless.
No, I think there's another. There's another.
There's a lot of shitty movies like that.
Or am I thinking of Minority Report?
Are you thinking of Happy Death Day?
No, I think I'm thinking of Minority Report, where
that was for crime.
It's crime, but somebody's going to get killed, so they know the day they're going to die in the movie. That's like an angle in the movie.
Would you want to know that? How you died? Instead of just the day you died?
It's a real fucking tough choice. It's a real tough one. Because you want to live your life, you want to live your life in a way like... I don't know. How would you live your life better? Like, would you live your life better not knowing or knowing? Would you become reckless and depressed and like say, fuck it, it doesn't really matter? Or would you, want to live your best life? Because I almost feel like not knowing, that factor of not knowing makes you want to just say, fuck it, I should be healthy. I should exercise. I shouldn't drink. I should fucking eat better. Yeah, I don't know. It's actually a really tough question.
According to all our answers, because it was all just went right to rape and murder. So yeah. I feel like we should not know.
There's another movie called Countdown that came out in 2019.
Oh, my God. I just remembered. I had a dream that I killed a puppy with a bat.
That's like a serial killer dream.
A little small bat. And the puppy wouldn't die. No, but I was trying to kill it because it got hurt.
Oh, like were you holding the bat by the wings or the head?
Zagglesnake. Dougie, I had a dream that I beat this puppy to not death. It wouldn't die.
It was like,
dude,
the fucking cow and me, myself, and Irene.
Yes, dude. It just kept on not dying, dude. I'm hitting it with this little club over and over. I had crazy dreams last night.
Why?
I had a dream that only 600 people showed up for Skankfest. I mean, that.
So you took it out on this puppy?
Stress puppy dreams. Shit.
Well, there goes our surprise guest. Puppy beating.
I had a dream that I apologized to a former disgruntled employee of ours. It's fucking crazy.
Give me a hint.
I mean, we don't have any disgruntled employees.
Oh, I thought you meant it was a real one. Are you making none of this is real?
No, this is. He was disgruntled, but I didn't actually apologize to him. But in my dream, I did.
She's asking who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I had some wild fucking dreams last night. It was all over the place.
Oh, this is all one night. I don't get that many in a night. Yeah. Shit.
I remember my dreams now because I'm on my weed break, so I remember all my dreams. But
yeah,
when I was smoking,
regularly
I don't.
That happens. Yeah, when you quit smoking weed, you dream very vividly.
I hate it.
You hate it.
I hate it.
Why? Is it a fun dude being in a dream world? Dude?
They're all sad.
You're like a dream warrior. It's like fucking that movie Dream Warriors.
Now, Sean.
Girls, show those titties. Let me see your titties, ladies. I love when Zach gets upset with me.
It's like that movie, Sleep Fighters.
I was telling Neil because
like Sling Runners, you guys get it.
I was telling Neil when I took my first hit of weed in 2 months the other day, and my first image that popped in my brain was a cartoon chipmunk's head, and out of his eye was a train track, and above the train track was a like an old school World War II bomb about to hit it.
Nigga,
I don't know what the fuck that means.
DMT. What are you talking about?
I don't know what the fuck that was. It was wild. I was like, what the fuck? Why am I thinking of this?
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, weed is
I hate dreams.
Drug. All right, let's take a quick moment to thank Fume for supporting today's show. Fume is a Canadian-made, handcrafted wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores filled only with the benefits of the world's super plants. No electronics, no harmful chemicals or nicotine. This is a great, great way to quit smoking.
Yep, and it helps with that hand-to-mouth habit, nicotine cravings, menthol cravings, as well as the stress of quitting. They sent us some of these fumes, and guys, they taste great. They come in really cool flavors, and I know a few people that have used it to help quit smoking.
Yeah, they have the Quit Naturally pack. It comes with one fume and two packs of the Conquer cores, which is their most popular core. They also have other cores as well that have nothing to do with quitting smoking. So if you guys want to check out their entire line of products, go to breathefume.com. That's breathefume.com. Or click the link in the episode description. Use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, to save 10% and quit smoking and vaping today. All right, where were we? Let's do some plugs real quick. This show's just been fucking rolling. We're crushing it right now. Neil Wood, Adam Nutter, obviously the Cult of Us podcast. Go subscribe to that. Download that now. Let them know that you heard them on the Real Ass podcast and support these motherfuckers. Anything else you're plugging?
Yeah, go listen to The Porcupine if you guys do care about politics stuff. Go listen to that. And we have a show coming up this Saturday in Chalfont, Pennsylvania. What is it? 10-8? This Saturday, right? 10-8, yes, 10-8 is this Saturday. So come on out, get tickets, droptent.com/events. Oh, Brian Six is on the show. You guys know Brian from this show, so come on out to that. And I'll be in Orlando next month, the 21st and 22nd.
Yeah, my tickets, IamNeilWood.com. Go there. Thank you.
Zach Amico.
October 28th, Paradise Theater in Toronto. Stand-up show and a live spook show. Come out.
We got a lot of stuff coming up, folks. Obviously, first and foremost, Yo Kratom presents Skankfest Vegas. It's happening. At this point, less than a week away. Oh my God, I'm getting fucking scared and happy and nervous and goosebumps and my dick's hard. I'm coming out of my ass right now. I'm so fucked up about it. There's so many things that go into this. And every year I feel this way, and I feel a little less nervous every year, but God damn it, dude, this is fucking nerve-wracking. 5 stages, it's gonna be incredible. If you want to get tickets, we are sold out, but we are trying to facilitate people buying tickets. Right now, there's a waiting list of people trying to buy tickets. I know there's a lot of people selling their tickets in the Facebook group. Don't do that anymore, okay? The best way you can do is just go to the website, skankfest.net. If you have a pair of tickets, let's say a friend can't make it. There's thousands of people coming to this event, okay? So if you have a friend that can't make it, don't just lose that fucking money. Go on to skankfest.net. There's a little form to fill out saying, hey, I have a ticket for sale. There's also a little form to fill out saying, hey, I want to buy tickets. So as the weeks are, you know, or as as the days are coming closer, guys, you might be able to score some Skankfest tickets. We don't allow people to upsell and charge more money, so you're going to get them at face value. So go and do that. If you guys still want to come, you might be able to grab a ticket because it's going to be fucking incredible. But we are also offering live streams of Skankfest. Live stream Skankfest, we're doing it one more time. Last year we did 9 shows. This year we're doing 12 separate shows that you could watch. Some of the shows, Kill Tony, Legion of Skanks Live, Bastard Radio Live, the goddamn Comedy Jam. Dave Smith is part of the problem. They do a big political stand-up comedy show. Most of these shows will not be available at any other time. Like Bastard Radio is not going to the internet. Part of the problem is not going to the internet. Big J's What's Your Fucking Deal is not going to the internet. I think we're only releasing one of the Legion of Skanks later on as an episode. So a lot of these are going to be exclusive to mintcomedy.com. This is how you guys can watch the events as they happen and up to 72 hours after they happen. Mintcomedy.com. They're going to be happening all throughout the weekend. 4 streams per day. You can pick and choose which ones you want for just $10 per stream. If you choose the entire weekend, let's say you want to watch everything, it's $100. We're going to give you 2 of the streams for free. It's going to be I'm telling you, if you watch Mint Comedy stuff, incredible quality. Incredible quality. In fact, Shani, pull up Mint Comedy and see their some of their I know they have like samples of their stuff, right? I'll show really quick. But it's not, and I'm not going to knock the company that we had last year, but it wasn't the same quality. Like the production of this is really, really beautiful. They do television quality productions. So mintcomedy.com, subscribe. You don't have to subscribe, but you guys can sign up there and buy the individual passes on demand. Okay, let's see. You can click on it, Shannon. You can turn down the music too. What is this?
Comedy Jam?
Maybe some volume?
I don't see a volume button.
Well, Ian's talking, so thank God. Yeah.
I'm sure that there is volume.
Shannon, you're going to have to edit this all out. Because it looks like they don't. Thank you. It was us being retarded.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
You know, that's really good HD.
No, it's incredible.
It actually is really clear. God damn.
God, Mateo's gay.
Yeah, he's so gay, but that was really high falsetto.
This is all for a goddamn Comedy Jam?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I
don't want. Yeah, all right, so you got it, guys. They do great fucking stuff. Go to mintcomedy.com and you guys can grab those. Thank you for those streams as they come out. Also, what else? At the end of the month, October 30th, Philadelphia, myself, Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour. November is going to start kicking off. We're going to be at Fort Wayne, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky. That Orlando show we're moving. We're still doing Orlando. Go down a little bit. McHenry, Illinois is coming up. Toronto's coming up. Lots of dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. We're going to be this tour, the Offend Everyone Tour, is going all the way throughout January. And if you guys love the show, subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the incredible shows here. We're talking about 20 shows, thousands of hours of content that you can't get anywhere else. All of our shows are ad-free and uncensored, all in one place. And the new and improved Gas Digital is coming. It's coming. I'm telling you right now. I never get excited like this. I always keep everything under wraps until it's last minute, and then I'm like, oh, I feel very, very strongly. So thank you for supporting. Thank you for subscribing. But things are going to be fucking moving forward in a very, very big way. So thank you very much. All right, that's it. I have heartburn.
Mm.
Is it for my coffee?
Maybe. Very possible.
I gotta stop drinking coffee. It's really getting me.
That might slow down your death rate.
Maybe. I don't know. Steve Burns rejoins Blue's Clues for an upcoming movie and reveals why he left the show. What's the deal here?
So originally they said that he left the show because he was going to college. But the real story is that he left because he realized that his hair was thinning and he was going bald. He wanted to shave his head, but they wouldn't let him do it. So he just quit. Yeah. He just
bald guys aren't for kids.
Yeah.
There's no like bald like all that guys. I mean, I guess they're superheroes.
It's media
like
creepy though, that's why.
It's a little bit like, yeah.
Wasn't the old black guy on Sesame Street bald?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He owned the shop, right?
Yeah.
How old?
I remember.
Yeah, but is he old though?
That's a different kind of shaved head.
Young white guy, bald head. Yeah, right, you got Robbie Bernstein fucking white supremacist vibes. Well, so he's bald now, Shannon?
Just Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a more recent picture.
That's a little creepy.
I think they're going to have him wearing a hat in the show, though.
Why do you think they're going to have him wearing a hat?
Because he's been wearing a hat here, on all the other stuff they do.
Yeah, this is the...
He's a detective now.
I was going to say, he looks like a fucking detective.
He looks like he's got progeria.
He does look like he has progeria. Dude, he does. That's wild.
Dude, that's not a good look, dude. That's a scare. I understand. They were like, no, dude, you're going to scare these kids, dude. Get our kids thinking about childhood leukemia. Get the fuck out of here, like, dude.
Also, the excuse is going to college. This dude's 42 years old.
Yeah.
Well, he, was well, this is, he left year, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was 20 years.
20 years ago. Wow. I never watched Blue's Clues. I mean, I guess I would have been 20 at the time. That would have been weird.
It would have been odd.
That would have been an odd show to be into. Yeah. But I it was at a time like there was no kids in my life. It's not like, you know, I didn't have a reason. Did you watch Blue's Clues, Natalie? Yeah, you're at that age.
Yeah, that was my jam.
That was your jam.
I was like
you
four.
Loved it.
Yeah,
you,
oh, I was super was
your,
into it.
It was your whole shit.
Yeah.
What'd you love about it?
I don't know. It was just what they put on for me.
And Blue was a dog who was like a dog detective?
Yeah. Well, there would be like one main thing that they got to figure out the whole episode, and then there's three clues, and she like leaves her handprints on the clues.
It's a she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Blue was a dude.
Woman can't be
detectives.
The
blue one is the girl, and the pink one is the boy.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, this is why you became a fucking lesbian.
Yeah.
This was it. They confuse you at your most formative years.
God damn it.
Actually, I think all the dogs were girls.
What's this world coming to?
Dude, a pink fucking...
Pink's a boy's color.
Blue, magenta.
Can my son wear pink? I have a pink shirt for him.
It's a boy's color.
Is it now? But I'm not... Like, look, I understand for us. I can wear pink. I look fucking dope in pink.
I have pink Converses.
Pink is... No, for an adult male, there's something, I think, you know, there's something hot about a dude wearing pink, right? I think women like that. They go, oh, this fucking guy... Women are dumb. You're like, they're like, oh, he's in touch with his feminine side. They're fucking retarded, dude. It's that simple. They just see that, and then that's where their mind goes, right? So that's why women are attracted to it. I don't mind wearing pink. I'll wear some pink here and there, right? But for a young boy, for a 9-year-old boy, fourth grade, new school, I throw him into school in a pink polo shirt. Is he going to get made fun of for that today, in today's day and age?
He might, but also might attract the attention of the wrong crowd.
Oh, my son told me he has a crush on a girl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
He's on fire.
That's what's up, nigga. He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Came home, told me he has a crush on a girl. At first, he had a crush on two girls in the class. Oh, he's my son, Shannon.
Before
he's my little baby Bubba.
Before he said girl, you're like waiting on bated breath to say girl.
Well, no, he's a little, you know, fruity sometimes. You know, that's why his mom fucking helps raise him. So, you know, of course. But she, you know, yeah, dude, he likes this little girl. I was like, oh, what do you like about her? He's like, oh, she's just really nice. She's really smart. She's very pretty. And I was like, oh, fucking perfect, dude. Perfect.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe not the
Let her be white. Let her be white.
Yeah. I don't know. He said that she's kind of his skin tone. I asked. I was like, what color is her skin, James?
It's the most important part.
Tell me her. Does she have dark skin or light skin? He's like, kind of light. I was like, all right.
Made it.
Nice. Now, obviously, I wouldn't care about that. Whatever he fucking likes. Even if my son was a little fucking gay boy, who would give a shit? But he's not. The point is that he's not, and it rules. I wouldn't be talking about his crush on the show. I'll tell you that much.
Exactly.
What if he's a little bi boy?
Ooh.
What if he's bi? Would you care? Would there be something there?
Well, the problem with bisexuality is like I genuinely feel like it's a decadent. It's a very decadent, depraved sort of like I want to fuck everything. Like yummy, yummy. Like
I can't argue.
Something happened there.
I found out who David Bowie was. I was like, that's that.
Yeah, there it is.
You know,
yeah,
like,
I get that.
And but by the way, my son, like he does like he likes doing musical theater. He loves Queen. Like he's like dude, I'm telling you right now, there was some signs there. Where I was like, oh, this kid might fuck. And who knows, you know, where the wind's going to take him. But, you know, bisexuality, especially for like a boy, like at that age, I would like, if there was a little kid being like, I'm bisexual, like I like boys and girls, I would think that they're being fucked by their uncle. Right. That would be like, I'm like, what's happening where this kid is like, maybe that's an ignorant statement, but I do think that like, It's just decadent. Doesn't it seem like it's a little bit like...
Yeah, I live life like one of those kings that only served for like 4 years. Yeah, like I have a big turkey leg and I'm like, I want to watch you lay with your sister.
You're like Caligula. Go out hard.
Yes, dude. It's like, it's like Roman fucking, you know... emperors that fucking just, you know, ate grapes and all fucked everybody, and everyone's just like, I just feel like there's something.
And people are like, you know, our society's collapsing. Yeah.
I just feel like there's something very depraved about bisexuality in particular, because I don't believe that bisexuality really exists. I believe that you have your preference, but you're just such a hornball that you could get into it, you know?
You've been diagnosed with hornball. Yeah. I apologize. Don't fuck anyone on the way.
But, you know, so yeah, that's sort of, and for a 9-year-old, I would think that there's something really like kind of crazy and weird there, right? I'm thinking like later on in life, if you've sort of decided.
College.
But even later on in life, if you decide. If later on in life, I think if you just really gave a psychological evaluation to most people that are bisexual, yeah. I think something happened in their life that triggered that. I think it's a very weird phenomenon. And it's not like being much weirder than being gay. You know what I'm saying? To like both and to not really have a preference. I just think there's something kind of fucked up. Natalie, you're bisexual. Why am I not asking the only bisexual? I keep on forgetting you're bisexual because I just call you a dyke in my head every time I look at you in the eyes.
I think you're super wrong. I think more people are bi than you realize.
Really?
No, I think more people are horny, depraved sickos.
And also, like, so, bi people can have a preference, one or the other, and still be bi. Like, you could be like, you have certain things that you like.
Do you think anything happened in your childhood that turned you sexually? That's what I'm saying. Turned you. Is that appropriate?
I love Oreos.
It's like a gay
but if there's an EL Fudge out at a party, those are pretty good, too.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. But, you know... You're really fat.
Yeah.
So
and I love all those things.
Translates into food.
I don't know that this. I think if there was fucking.
I'm not going to fucking apple.
I think if there was Nilla wafers on that table, you'd go with Nilla wafers.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is, it's more feminine for me. Like, I've had a gay guy try to convince me of like, but why? Like, why? Now that was me just definitely accidentally slipping into. Sorry. But like, it's. I had him doing it. And it was just. I was like, no, man, because everything I picture is always more feminine. I just want that. That's simple. And he's
did
like,
you kiss him a little?
He let him touch my dick a little bit.
Yeah, you have to. If a gay guy did hit me one time, I actually felt very honored. I was like, what, me? Out of all the men you could have chose?
Yeah, you're pretty gross.
Not me. Fair. I felt pure hate in my heart. I was like, don't you fucking touch me, you sicko. No, but the times that gay guys have hit on me have also been a lot more aggressive. It wasn't just simply a gay guy hitting. Yes, when a gay guy goes, oh, yeah, you're hot, honey. I was like, all right, sure, whatever. I don't have a visceral, angry reaction. But the amount of times that men have opened their towels in steam rooms to reveal their hard cocks, they're also bigger than mine. So either they're gay or they're trying to out-alpha me.
Yeah, alphaing
so
you.
So either way, I get like very defensive. It's like, what's up, bro? You got a fucking problem?
Imagine he fucks you up. You got beat up by a gay guy with a bigger dick. That's really embarrassing for you, dude.
Fucking, well, they all have bigger dicks. That's why they're showing their fucking huge dick.
But you also hang out in steam rooms.
I love steam rooms.
That's like going to the Sahara and being mad when there's lions.
Nigga, I love a steam room.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you're going where the aggressive gay things are.
Yeah,
That shouldn't be, by the way. And by the way, watching Dahmer, I don't know if you guys have been watching the Dahmer television show. It's been pretty good so far, right? I only watched a few episodes, but there's one scene where they go to, like, almost like they're, I guess this was probably pretty big back in the day, but it's like Turkish bathhouses, right?
Right.
And they have them. There's one right here in the East Village that I've gone to. There's one near my house in Jersey. I go to Equinox, so I use my steam room there for the most part. But once in a while, you know, I'll fucking hit up one of these Russian bathhouses.
Isn't it weird? Like, you're just going in there, essentially, you're chumming the waters for gay dudes just to fucking...
No, but it's not gay at all. Like, it's all co-ed, so there's a lot of women there. Ah. Like, it's, you know, it's fucking...
I thought it was all dudes.
I bring my chick. You know, that's a great date, by the way. You bring a chick to, like, a Russian bathhouse, different steam rooms, saunas, hot tubs, there's a bar, you drink. So they're fucking great, dude. But the one in the TV show is even better. They have a gym attached to it, dude. And there's everyone's just pumping iron, dude. And they're fucking... Dude, it looks awesome. I want to go to it so badly. Yeah. It looks so much fucking fun, dude.
But was that an all-male one in the show?
It's all gay. They're all fucking...
Yeah, right?
All,
yeah.
He brings young gay boys there to fucking drug them and rape them.
Yes, wait.
That workout scene, though, is a little weird. Some of them are working out, I think, just in towels, and then some of them are just naked, if I remember it correctly.
It rules. I mean, just that type of freedom, that is like, and there's nothing gay about it, but I would just go work out naked with a bunch of dudes if there was nothing gay going on. If we could all just be cool... Dude, what? Just really natural, just
what's
really sweat.
I played football and stuff my whole life, and that never was like, I want to work out with these guys naked.
I finally got myself to a place in my life for the first time ever, and it was based off the Legion of Skanks Little Dick competition that we were holding for a golden ticket at Skankfest. The one I've got myself to a place because of how tiny those dicks were, okay, that I now walk the locker room naked at Equinox.
Damn.
Completely completely fucking naked.
Dude. But their tiny dicks doesn't mean yours also isn't small.
No, it means that it's not embarrassing. Like, I should not be embarrassed. Like, right. Look, I never see dicks as small as mine because most people are embarrassed. But I'm fucking changing the game. I'm changing the...
Sure, that's one way to look
I've
at
never
it.
I've never seen a single man walk around that locker room with a dick as small as mine. But I'm going to inspire other small dick guys. And I'm going to say, guys, we don't have small dicks. We have average dicks. There are small dicks out there, folks.
We're just getting big dicks thrust in our face.
Yeah, dude, nonstop. Yet. Dude, my entire fucking life, every time you see a dick, it's in porn or it's just some confident fucking dude with a huge old cock whipping it out because it's hilarious. There's nothing funny about a small dick,
dude. The first dicks I saw in a movie was Amistad. I was with my grandmother, and I just remember thinking, that's like, that can't be real. That
It's sad. Like, I have, my dick is, some of those dicks, like big black dicks, my dick is literally, and it's not, I'm not going to say in inches, because there's no, because that sounds like an exaggeration, but in, like,
feet?
Is it Oreos?
No, I would say, like, in, how you would describe it, you know, where you put it like into a jar with water for displacement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Density.
Mass?
Like mass and density.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe 1/100th the size of some of these dicks. Literally. And,
we were talking about that football player outside who took his dick out.
Antonio Brown. Yeah.
In the public pool.
Right.
He had like whip on it. Like he started at the base and brought his hand up and he had whip on it.
Dude, I mean, what, I mean, literally like 1/100. Like my dick is like a little shrimp with a fuck, and it's not bad. I get hard. It's fine. It's a good dick. It's not a bad dick. I'm happy with it now. But I've seen certain dicks where I'm like, my dick. I mean, if you were to weigh it and fucking, if you were to like
at
that.
A deli.
Yeah. If you were to put it in a full beaker of water, the amount of water that black dick
1/100.
Yeah, yeah. Yours would just float right to the top. Yeah, his would fucking push out all the other water.
Yeah, dude.
That's just a dick in a jar now. It's not even, there's no water in that. It's sealed tight.
Antonio Brown's dick looked like a dorsal fin, dude. Yeah. It was so fucking. And he'd even like, he just kind of leaned.
Yeah,
a little bit.
It
was wild.
Like the picture of the Loch Ness Monster.
But a big dick is hilarious. Like, you know, in high school, your friend with a big dick would whip it out. He'd fling it around. He'd show it to a girl. It's always funny. There's just nothing funny about a small dick.
No, I used to have in high school football. He would stand in the locker room, like the very top of the locker, and take his, he had a huge dick, take it out and helicopter it. Around constantly.
Hilarious.
It
so
was
funny.
So funny.
So you could actually create a wind effect.
Yeah.
So you could actually, somebody could feel your dick wind, which is fucking hilarious.
That's how they got turned off.
They didn't have
towels. Dude, if I was standing here, right, and I turn around and I was like, what's that breeze? And I turn around and it's the wind created with somebody's huge dick.
Yeah.
That's like award-winning fun.
You can't get mad. It's impressive.
Yeah.
You're like,
if you turn around and my little fucking putt is on your shoulder, you're going to be like, oh, that's sad.
Right.
What a sad story that is.
This dude's generating like a Dutch village with fucking his wind fucking power, dude.
I bet New Dylan's got a hog.
New Dylan, do you got a hog?
Tall, skinny, goofy face.
Tall, skinny.
It's a crooked
big
one.
Big dick?
It's big, but it's crooked.
Your dick big?
You got a big dick?
That started and then went real real narrow.
It's a grower, not a shower, he says.
Okay.
Young Dylan.
Good for
I
you.
Bet old Dylan has a big, fat fucking hog, too.
Yeah, you can't be that dumb and have a small dick.
Yeah, he's like boy equivalent of a dumb hot chick.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Speaking of cocks, man gets cock ring stuck on his penis, takes 3 hours, and bolt cutters.
Oh, no.
I saw this waiting for the train here. I saw this.
Bolt cutters? Are you fucking kidding me? I would literally say I have a cock ring.
They were using like a bandsaw. I'm not kidding. On his fucking... Yeah. Yeah, like they're trying to get it
like
off.
This
of the
is the one that keeps you hard at the base, right?
You would just turn.
And his balls were like elephant balls, dude.
You would just turn into that turtle that's got like the styrofoam stuff or the plastic stuck around it, and you're just grew around it. Like that's what you would turn into.
Oh yeah, dude, look at me, guess the snake.
Guess the snake. Guess the snake. Guess the snake. Guess the snake.
Yeah, then you get like necrosis from that, or like some
it'll fall off.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's how, yeah. That's how
but what's less embarrassing, you know?
Yeah. Oh God.
I saw a video of it.
There we
I
go.
Have a video.
I saw, yeah, I saw the video. It was wild.
Bring it up, Shannon.
I'm just showing you all.
Oh God.
All of the different.
It looks like they're cutting off a master lock.
Oh my God.
And this
God.
Is in a Turkish bathhouse. You would never know.
So they started first. The doctors tried to do it, but they weren't able to. So they brought in volunteer firemen. to actually do it.
That's the
Is he passed out or is he awake?
He's passed out.
And they put a metal plate underneath.
That's a bandsaw, just for the record.
They put a metal plate underneath.
They're spraying liquid on it.
Dude, they're like, get this guy.
I also like the barrier is a thin wooden thing you put in your mouth. Like it's like a depression thing.
Oh, wait, is that Guado?
Yeah, he's out.
Oh, he's out. Yeah, dude. Fuck that. I guess
I'm about to be out.
Dude, it just takes one fucking slip, and then his balls are split by a fucking bandsaw.
I'm waiting for it to look at us and go, Quaid. Like it's a nightmare. Oh, dude.
Oh my, dude. I would have honestly. I would be scared if I was. They got it.
Dude, the
look at his balls.
Oh, they're swollen, dude.
Oh my god.
Stop squeezing them. Sorry.
Is his dick in there?
It's in there someplace.
Was it or was it above it? I couldn't see.
No, it was in there.
His balls engulfed his dick?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. This guy would have won the smallest dick contest.
Oh,
that is his dick. No, that is his dick.
No, that's his huge dick.
That's his dick. No, no. Yeah, look. That's his dick right there.
It's uncircumcised.
It's just all swollen.
Dude, oh, my God, dude. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Shannon, great story.
good find, Shannon.
Ooh.
Good stuff.
I watched this board waiting for you to make the train with me.
Yeah, was that what? Yeah. Okay.
God damn it.
I only heard about it. I didn't actually get to see it.
That was fucking crazy.
That was disgusting.
The story behind it in multiple articles was slightly different, though. One of them said that it had been stuck on his penis for months.
Yeah.
That he was using it to get his penis bigger. And then after a while, because there was no circulation, it started to get infected. Another one said that it was a shorter amount of time. He just used it for sex. And then once his penis got hard, it wouldn't go back down.
Yeah. I remember just being younger, looking for like penis enlargement surgery, being like, you know what, like what is it? Like, it's so fucked up how having an average size dick will fuck with you mentally. Yeah. It really, like, if I was one of those guys in the Little Dick competition, like that would have fucking. I don't think I'd ever be able to get hard. Yeah. If I pulled out my dick, and it was that, like, it would like fuck me up.
You need to be a good communicator, I think. That's about it. I don't know what you do.
Shannon, what's the smallest dick anyone's ever had that you've hooked up with?
There was one really small one, and he was a big guy. He was like 6'4". And it was like, I would say maybe 3 inches.
What, hard?
Hard.
That's wildly small.
Is this 3 inches? I see. Yeah, it's like this big, like 3 inches.
I kill myself.
Yeah.
I don't go that far.
And what,
Dylan's bringing in the dick now.
The personality.
Nah, killing yourself easier.
So wait, hold on. So what did you do?
So I was kind of like bummed out initially because I realized
the ass.
I realized it the first time that as soon as like I like went to like reach down to like rub his
penis,
I was just like, damn it. But we went through with it. But then I just like I think I was just also losing interest in him anyway. But that was the last.
But the sex wasn't good.
It was fine. It was fine considering.
It was fine. It was better than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but not great.
Wow. Shannon lost interest as soon as her hand touches Dick. She's like, oh, also you're boring now.
It didn't help.
Yeah, that was it. Natalie, you've only been with one guy ever, right? Was it a big hog or was it a small ween?
It was decent.
Decent cock.
Yeah.
One for one.
Nice. Nice. Wait, did you tell me this before? Was it one guy one time or was it just one guy?
One guy.
One guy one time?
No.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Big piece. How big?
Decent always says 5 or 6 range.
Right? 6?
Yeah.
6?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, decent always sounds. That's what I hear. It's like, yeah, 5, 6.
All right.
I don't know.
It's not bad.
What do you got?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You're tall. You're 6'5".
I'm upper a little. I'm not crazy big, though. That's the difference. I'm not
swinging
9 pieces.
You're a tall, lanky guy.
Yeah, I'm swinging like 7, but it's not like, I'm not swinging like, I feel like girls look at me and they're like, right, probably like 12. I'm like, no, it's just a decent
size. 7 is what a girl wants. 7 is what a girl, 7 is like a girl's like, that's almost too much. Yeah, that's perfect.
No, they want that.
I don't know. I have no idea. I think there's a lot of women.
Shannon, what do you want? How big of a dick do you want? What's your ideal dick?
Your Ferrari dick.
I'd say like, what's this? Like six and a half?
That's like 6?
6 and a half.
Small,
is that what this is?
You fucking whore. giant like pussied this. Whore. You make me sick, Shannon.
I know, with all the sex I have, so big.
You make me sick, Shannon. You need a huge dick like that to fulfill you? You need a massive fucking dong? What a pig. All right. Elon Musk reveals new robot, Optimus, and people are not impressed. What is this?
Yeah, so I'll show you this robot first. But a lot of people are saying that it's not a big deal because Boston Dynamics has had like way cooler robots. But here's the reveal.
Why is it walking like a stripper?
Like she got anal.
Yeah. It's like...
That's it. That's the whole video?
I watched a Boston Dynamics robot jump and do flips and parkour. This robot sucks.
Yeah, that was terrible. That's how slow he walked?
Yeah, this fucking thing.
Yeah. This is Boston Dynamics.
This is going to take over.
Someone's going to do box jumps?
This is Skynet. Yeah.
No, this is replacing everyone at Amazon in like a month.
Pretty much.
Yep. Yeah, dude. This guy's awesome.
This guy.
I don't
kick flips.
This guy moves like Paco.
I don't know if Boston Dynamics robots have AI, though. I think that's really what Elon Musk is really boasting is the AI. And he says that everybody's going to have them in their house in the next like 10, 15 years.
But it's also kind of pointless. Like I feel like these robots are... What is the point of having a robot that can do fucking jump splits?
This is all engineering shit.
I think it's more that eventually one day it can like load pallets and like
and
do physical labor.
Go to war.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, going to war would be awesome.
It'd be so cool. Skynet, man.
Yeah. So, but what's special about Elon Musk's robots?
I think it's the AI.
What does the AI do?
It completely operates on its own, and then eventually the purpose is going to be for it to like take over tasks around the house,
the world,
and then also to take over jobs, like menial jobs that people don't want to do.
My robot would be jerking me off every morning.
Ooh.
I would make it fucking clean my asshole.
You're going to cause the fucking robot revolution.
I will do whatever I want to that robot. It's mine. I would really abuse it. It would like what we would do to our robots, what we would make them watch, it would be a whole to do, dude. I don't want my fucking robots to move like the Boston Dynamic robot. I want them to hobble away from me. I was like, come here, bitch. Throw her down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, please. Please, oil can. The Boston Dynamics robot's going to backflip away from me. Uh-uh.
It's going to kick you through a fucking window.
Yeah, dude, fuck that.
No.
I want a robot that can't fight back.
But, yeah, 100%.
But still can learn the emotion of what it feels like to be sexually
assaulted.
Well,
it has to know who's boss.
Yes.
Right, I get it. I'm also a bad person, so I understand.
I like that.
Doing chores
like
and
it.
Sexual assault all in one day.
So yes. I'm all for, what's his name's robots? Elon Musk's robots. This is much better.
They're also designed to be mass produced, which I don't think the Boston Dynamics ones are.
Yeah.
But that thing was walking a half a mile, like a half a step a step. I mean,
it's right. Like, he claimed he did that because he didn't want it to like accidentally fall or something.
It walked like it had polio.
Yeah, it really walked like it just had like a fucking reconstruction surgery in his legs.
That's all he's thinking. He's thinking stand up room. Instead of like an Alexa, you just pop that thing in your house. It does your fucking chores.
That'd be fucking cool.
To start.
Oh, I remember my Roomba. I bought it for my ex-girlfriend.
Did you fuck that too?
I bought it for my ex-girlfriend when she lived with me. She took it with her. I mean, I did buy it for her. But it was a pretty offensive gift. But I thought it was a good gift.
Why'd
like,
you buy a Roomba? I don't understand.
Well, I was like, look, now you don't have to do the floors anymore. You know, you have a Roomba. And everyone was like, that's a shitty gift. I was like, I'm giving her the gift of time. How is that not like an amazing gift? I think it's an amazing fucking gift, actually, to be honest with you. But now I want a Roomba.
He gave her a Roomba and a fleshlight.
Yeah. Kind of replacing you here.
These don't talk at all.
America's first mobile abortion clinic will open in weeks. Shannon, this is crazy. This is like they have the weed trucks in Brooklyn, and now they have abortion trucks.
The design of it that they're angry about. It's really, really distasteful.
What is it? Let's see.
Oh, I don't... There's
no picture, right?
I don't know what
this
you're
is covered in
to.
Dead baby fetuses?
That's what all I'm picturing like...
It has to be that.
Oscar Mayer, but for abortions.
Right, just a giant dead fucking fetus.
Come get them. Come get your abortions now.
Coat hangers hanging off it.
What's the song for that when it's coming down the block? I wonder.
Yeah, it's like
that's definitely would be it. It'd have to be something like that.
Or like Here Comes the Sun. Something super.
You know, back in time.
The boys are back in town.
So what's the details with this, Shannon?
So there's going to be a waiting room, two exam rooms, and a lab within the trailer. And they're going to run it. It's going to operate in southern Illinois, and they're going to run it along the borders.
It's self-sufficient. It runs on baby blood.
They're going to run it along the borders of Kentucky and Missouri, which it's not legal in either of those two states. Mm-hmm. For now, they're only going to be, giving the abortion pill to the women. They're not going to actually do the other types of abortion.
Oh.
And you can have that up to 11
boring.
Weeks.
But you don't want to fucking hit a bump.
Yeah. You've been around for the abortion pill? I have, and it is not boring.
You gave a chicken abortion pill?
I had to clean up.
Oh, yeah, it's a wild story.
Yeah, crazy.
No, 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 please tell me.
It's a wild story.
Hey, Shannon, can you put on the sexy music, please?
Yeah, yeah, put on the hot music. We were gonna do the abortion. I was like, hey, listen, when you take this, they say it's gonna be a shit show. Like, so take it. And I was like, wait for me to get home. I had to get out of this apartment. I'm trying to sell up the apartment. She has to take it. She just ends up taking it when I'm not there. I start calling her and texting. I'm like, hey.
So how long does the abortion pill take to kick in?
They say it's like within like 30 minutes or like 40. You will start having symptoms, I think. It's very quick.
Wow.
So I'm like texting and I'm like, oh, I bet you she fucking took it. Like, I wanted to be there. So I'm not getting her. All I get is a text message after I'm like on the way home. And she's just like, get here quick. Like, that's it. That's all. I'm like, there's a woman dead on my floor. That's what I'm thinking. And it's like, she's bled out and she's on my floor. I get home.
It looks like the scene from Independence Day. It's just a fucking, it's all like smoke. Your girlfriend's face is up against the window.
Creamy. Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He punched and said, welcome to Earth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You tried to get rid of us. Yeah, so she's, thank God, alive, in bed, blood on the bed, completely naked. Just turns out it just tacks you. Like, you know, it just, there's a lot of on the toilet stuff and off the toilet stuff and throwing up. It's real bad. So when you do it with people. But what I find is that she got into the shower at a certain point, and that's when it popped. That's when the whole baby came out.
How far along was she?
We were
9 months.
Yeah, a little bit too far. No, I think we're saying 5 weeks. 5 weeks, something like that. I think I could be farther along. Well,
five weeks is very short.
All I know, here, I can give you the size. That's pretty much what I found. I found like a nice little liver, real bright red, something nice on the bathroom. She was like, don't go into the bathroom. I was like, this is my responsibility.
She's like, we're just going to not use the bathroom anymore.
Ever again, just fucking close it. Put section get inside on. Like Walking Dead.
Just put a padlock on it, like, don't go in there.
Ones and twos downstairs.
Yeah, we just go outside now.
So I go in, I clean it up. But the problem was, I didn't know what to do with it.
So you ate it.
I did eat it. It was delicious.
It's good for protein.
No. Onions, peppers, delicious. No idea what to do with it. And I was like, all right, let's trash bag, whatever. And then
that's not the fetus.
Well, it's, yeah. I mean, it's not the fetus.
Is not that big at 5 weeks.
No, it must have been longer. I guess we're like a month or 2 months in. I can't remember. It was a couple years ago now. I don't know how far we are. But it was big. It was like that. That's what I found. Like a hunk of mass. Like that.
But it didn't look like a baby. It just looked like a hunk
of mouse. It was more like, yeah, it was more just like a liver.
It was encased in like, almost like probably like just blood.
You're the doctor
up
here.
Well, it's not because, no, I mean, even an 8-week-old baby would only be like that big.
Right. I think it sheds the whole uterine wall and all that stuff. So yeah, it was just like
Shannon,
a mass.
You're a scientist.
Yeah. Shannon, please, could you pull it up? No. So I just pick it up, put it in a trash can, trash bag.
Did you name it?
Yeah, I did name it. I think it was, I just called it a boy. I just called it my boy. So I was like, there's my boy. I'm not even kidding. That's real. I did 100% because it started to like hit me. Like, what the fuck was it just happened? And I didn't know what to do with it because Philly Trash comes out. Like, I couldn't just put it in the garbage.
That's what he named it, Philly Trash.
Yeah, I called it Philly Trash. I couldn't just, so I just.
You, why'd you abort me, you?
Philly Trash comes out in about 9 months usually. This one,
this
8 weeks.
Very quick. Yo, dude. Like, it just said that immediately. So.
Yo, dude, where's the Wawa, bro?
Yeah. So I just have it downstairs. And I don't know what to do. I'm like, do I freeze this? Do I put it outside?
Freeze it for later, like a wedding cake?
I can't. There are raccoons the size of fucking wolves in my neighborhood. You can't just put this outside or something. So I froze it until trash day.
No.
And then didn't tell her. Yeah, no joke. I put it in my freezer. I wrapped it up, like everything in plastic bags. I was like, I won't tell her that it's in here, obviously. I'll just, whatever, put it in. And then I would every once in a while talk to it a little bit, but that was just my own thing. I was just kind of, what's up, baby boy? It's gonna be all right. We're going outside, play
That's
a catch.
Crazy. That's a
yeah,
wild story.
Yeah, a little
story.
Nuts.
It's crazy.
I didn't know what else to do. What would you do? What do you do? It's trash. You just put it in your regular trash?
Have a baby.
Throw it outside?
I would have murdered my child.
Have the baby.
Just have the baby.
Get him to be donkey one day.
Have him. What would I do? Love him unconditionally.
I still do. My baby boy's out there somewhere.
Take care of it, raise it, teach it what it's like to be a son to a father and all that stuff, you know.
And the vicious
cycle.
Be
a good person.
That was
you
a
should
fucking...
be talking.
Hey, I have a kid.
Listen, you guys are the shit. Go support the Cult of Us podcast. And we will check you guys on Monday with another great episode. Next week is Skankfest, kids. Let's go.
That's all, folks.